ABC Radio Australia.
In just 3 weeks, Vanuatu will celebrate 40 years since it gained independence from both France and the UK. The big celebrations that were being planned have had to be pared back this year because of COVID-19, not to mention the fact that so much of Vanuatu is still cleaning up from Cyclone Harold earlier this year. But the historic anniversary on July 30th is already being celebrated, and last night, a travelling film festival opened in the capital, Port Vila. It's called Strong Women Vanuatu, and it features a series of short films made by Australian filmmaker Ginny Stein about 10 prominent women, from businesswomen to an actor and Vanuatu's state prosecutor, and looks at where women in the country stand after 40 years of independence.
I actually do see myself as a very strong woman.
I'm a strong woman because I believe in myself.
Every woman in Vanuatu, every girl child has inner strength. What makes me a strong woman is having to work with the rural communities.
I'm determined, but I'm also very passionate.
One of the voices you heard there is champion table tennis player and now Zumba instructor Annalyn Lulu. To find out more, reporter Nick Fogarty caught up with Annalyn, but could he keep up with the energetic athlete?
I'm Annalyn Lulu. I'm a strong woman because I believe in myself and I believe in the abilities that I have to be who I am.
I got this call from Jenny. She told me about her project, and for me, it's an honor to be one of the 10 strong women in Vanuatu. My background, I am an athlete. I play table tennis and have been representing Vanuatu since 1999 until present. So I've been to a lot of Pacific Games, mini games, 4 Commonwealth Games, and 2 Olympic Games, one as a team manager for an athlete, and the other one I qualified myself and compete in the Olympic Games. For me, it didn't come easy. I work hard and I spent a lot of effort, time and commitment into what I do. So it is an honor for me to be part of this project.
When you run your Zumba classes and when you mentor young table tennis players, what sort of feedback do you get from women in regard to how you inspire them and what they want to achieve in their lives?
For women participating in a group fitness exercise for Vanuatu, we don't see a lot of women, especially for local women. We don't go to gym. We don't do different exercise. It's something that it's not a thing that we do. We normally walk and do gardening and do other physical activities outside of exercising. So when I started this summer class, I saw a lot of women, and that's a change. That's a difference for our society, our community, because you don't see women do that, to do an exercise day 3 times a week, 4 times a week, or even 1 time a week, put in a plan or a weekly schedule that this day is my exercise day or time that I put every week. So a lot of feedback that I get from these women, mothers, girls, that they really enjoyed it. They loved it because the one thing that stood out for me is they are an environment where they come in and they express themselves freely. It's a safe space for them. And that is true. Like for me personally and as a local woman, I think it is true to find an environment where it is safe and you feel free to do something, then you'll do it to your full potential.
And the festival is being run alongside the 40th anniversary celebrations of Vanuatu's independence. Have you taken much time to reflect on what's changed in Vanuatu in the last 40 years and what else needs to change?
From an athlete's point of view, on the sporting side of it, we've seen a lot of improvement. 30 years ago, or before independence, I can say, sports has not come to a level where it is today. Only a few sports, only athletics and boxing especially, and a lot have been like just participation in a Commonwealth Games, on Olympic Games. But now there's a change where you see a lot of potential athletes where they train hard and they go with a mindset to win in a bigger sporting event. And women, especially, we don't do exercise as part of our weekly routine. We go gardening, we do cleaning at home, but that word of putting one day or an hour a week for exercise is not our thing. But I can see a change in that area. Since 4 years ago, I see local women especially putting a day or two in a week that they attend a regular exercise class, which is that a difference. It never happened before, but it does now, and it's a good change.
And you'll be in attendance at the festival launch in Port Vila, but the festival is also travelling to lots of remote places in the Outer Islands. What sort of benefit do you think that'll provide for women out there?
Yes, for me, I am honoured and proud to be featured in one amongst the 10 women, and I'm proud that our people will also have the chance to see this in the remote areas or in the Outer Islands. And I am so much looking forward because I am also included in the program to run a Zumba class. So I've been telling all the ladies coming to my classes last week and this week that Wednesday next week, it will be a big thing for us.
Yay! Okay, everybody. 1, 2, 3, Zumba!
She sounds like an absolutely incredible woman. That is Vanuatu sportswoman and strongwoman Annalyn Lulu, heard in the film by Jenny Stein. And Annalyn was speaking there to Nick Fogarty. The films will also be shown in Vanuatu's northern islands of Santo and Pentecost in the coming weeks, and they were produced as a partnership between Vanuatu's government, the cruise ship company P&O, and the Australian government-funded initiative Balance of Power.